Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a lot of confusion surrounding a new federal immigration initiative that's come to light in Massachusetts this week. Governor Patrick had previously indicated the state would join the program called Secure Communities. Then on Monday, he announced he would not sign on because he was told it's not mandatory. But federal authorities say it is. Joining us this morning to explain the issue is WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, who's been covering this program. Good morning, Bianca, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So explain first what this program would do.
Well, for a long time in the U.S., there's been a separation between local police and immigration. This new federal program called Secure Communities would bring the two much closer. For example, right now, local and state police share fingerprints with the FBI, and they just stay with the FBI. But this would enable the FBI to pass that information on to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Proponents like it because they say it streamlines law enforcement and it can catch serious criminals. Immigrant advocates don't like it because it also ends up deporting non-criminals, and they worry it ruins trust between immigrants and local police.
So here's the question. Is it mandatory?
Couldn't get a straight answer from the Department of Homeland Security or ICE. They supplied a written statement that didn't answer that question. Instead, it really focused on the logistics. But really, there are two questions. The questions are, is it mandatory to sign up formally, and will it happen anyway? Patrick says it's not mandatory to formally sign up for it. So he says, why do it? Here's how he explained his decision not to sign on.
It's very apparent to me that there are lots of bugs to be worked out and that it doesn't add anything, doesn't contribute anything to us to join that program now. And in fact, we lose in terms of the level of anxiety in communities, the unwillingness of people to cooperate with law enforcement in regular old crime solving.
But the feds and even Patrick's staff are saying this thing is going to happen to the state and the rest of the country by 2013, regardless of whether Patrick says okay.
Well, if it's going to happen anyway, then why are the federal authorities asking states to sign on?
It's a very good question, and it's not clear at all. And that seems to be what tripped up Patrick. The fact is, the federal government could just flip a switch right now and they could make this happen. They could make this sharing between the FBI and the immigration authorities. They already have that electronic capability. That's according to Curtis Wood. He's the undersecretary for public safety and sort of the state's expert on this stuff.
The only real way to opt out of this program is to not fingerprint people. And the state will not stop fingerprinting people. We fingerprint people as part of our normal day-to-day operation to identify individuals and to determine their criminal history and their dangerousness and, you know, if they're wanted.
Bianca, tell us why Governor Patrick is making this decision so public not to sign up.
Well, I think for Patrick, this is a way to register his dissatisfaction with the program, particularly with the fact that this program has reached beyond its stated target. It's billed as an effort to deport serious criminals, but there have been a lot of people who've never been convicted of a crime who've gotten deported because of it. Patrick is the third governor to reject the program. The other two were actually in the program already and have asked to get out. And these are big immigrant-heavy states, New York and Illinois. And the people I talked to, including a former Homeland Security official, hope that by these governors rejecting the program, it will force the administration to change the program. Here's Governor Patrick.
I think it's going to change, to tell you the truth, because, you know, now even the Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security at the federal level is questioning the efficacy of the program in terms of its own objectives.
So as Patrick says, there's a big internal investigation of Secure Communities actually happening within ICE and Homeland Security. And there are also other people looking into legal challenges to the policy.
Which Bianca will continue to follow as the story moves forward. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.